A Senate committee hears information on mining. Wisconsin's mining laws must change, so says Tim Sullivan, chairman of the Wisconsin Mining Association, as he testifies before the Senate Select Committee on Mining. He says thousands of high-paying jobs are buried under current mining regulations.
In short, those who describe Wisconsin's current mining statute as job stoppers are correct.
The state's current mining law needs improvement, Sullivan says, and the permitting process needs to be transparent and involve all stakeholders. Also, he says the state cannot enforce regulations that would run contrary to federal law. Poplar Democrat Bob Jauch is on the Senate panel.
I'm extremely disappointed with the vagueness of his presentation today. I'm delighted that he admitted that the 426 needs improvement. I am deeply disappointed he didn't specify what those areas were.
George Meyer, executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, also testifies, saying his organization opposes AB 426. That's legislation that failed in the Senate earlier this year by just one vote.
I can tell you, if it's just to modify AB 426, you can't put enough lipstick on it. When you wipe out protection for Wisconsin lakes, don't expect Wisconsin Wildlife Federation to support it.
Meyer says he is not opposed to mining if it's done in an environmentally sound manner. Richland Center Republican Dale Schultz is also on the committee. He wants everyone to work together on a new bill, he says, rather than accept the baggage of the previous bill. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.